Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Sorry, I muted myself. She couldn't hear me gurgling over here.
Why are you gurgling?
Hello. Yeah, you know, it happens. Remember, if you're posting anything on Instagram or wherever your social media takes you today, use the hashtag #StayConnected. That's part of what our company's doing to keep us all connected. And we can see what everyone's up to and share our stories. And if you want official updates, text COVID-19SF to 888-777. Now the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. All Natural Stone, like many businesses, have had to shut their doors, but they are still in business and they are still providing customer service, whether that's fulfilling orders or making appointments so you can come in and look around, or answering questions by phone or through company email. This is a good time to design your remodel and get in line for summer work. So you can reach them at customerservice@allnaturalstone.com or give them a call. They are there. Visit one of their, you can't really visit one of their four Bay Area showrooms at the moment, but unless by appointment, they are in Berkeley, Burlingame, San Jose,
and Dublin,
and online at allnaturalstone.com. Again, you can call them or email them. They're there. Here's what's happening. Okay, I believe we have Scott Budman on the line, and we're going to go to him. I wanted to mention a couple things with him before we get into whatever stories he will tell. Scott, are you there?
Yeah, hey, guys. Hi.
Hi, Scott.
Ladies and gentlemen, Scott Budman from the Alice News Network and sometimes works for NBC Bay Area. Scott, so you have been quarantined in your home, or as a reporter, you have to be on the front lines. What's going on there?
So as a reporter, I have to be on the front lines. It's been kind of strange, but yeah, every day I'm out there telling stories and finding news and trying to do it, you know, from a distance and doing as many FaceTime interviews and putting as much stuff up on Twitter as possible. And just trying to get the news out. You know, someone's got to take ANN to the streets, right?
Yeah.
Well, and listen, so we have spent plenty of time thanking many people who are out there on the front lines, and we probably haven't done a good enough job thanking our reporters. So, Scott Budman.
Thank you.
Well, everybody, you're kind.
Thank
I wouldn't
you so much.
I mean, there are frontline people like doctors and healthcare workers and firefighters. Those are the real frontline people. But it was weird,
hey, hold on.
No, no, don't just brush
and grocery
off what
clerks.
You're doing.
Right.
And grocery clerks, absolutely.
Right,
absolutely.
And now reporters.
And delivery people and reporters.
So Scott Budman, you are doing a regular workday then? You get up in the morning and you're going to leave and go out and tell stories, is that right?
Yeah, so I'm, you know, like many field reporters, not going into a newsroom. We're just out and about. I meet a photographer somewhere. We, you know, wipe down our news van and go and either find what's going on. But again, as you know, there's not much out there. We've done stories on rushes for toilet paper. We've done stories on drive-through COVID-19 tests. Yesterday, I did an entire story all online. So I didn't actually come in contact with a single person. It was how, you know, health clubs and music lessons and everything is being done on Zoom now. So everything was virtual, and how, you know, these people are staying in business, literally trying to earn a paycheck by going on these streaming websites and conference websites to just try to keep doing what they're doing because everything's closed.
Right. Well, one of the things I mentioned a couple times today is that I've watched my kids in kindergarten. It's hardly the most important year of your schooling, and yet they have put together a full online schedule, and they've done this in very short order. And Art, the teacher that we that my kid goes to, was admittedly like, I'm not into tech. I don't care about it. I'm here to, you know, do this, what we do in this classroom. And yet she's pivoted and they're now doing classrooms online. And it's amazing to see. I applaud everybody who's had to sort of find a new way to do business.
Yeah, that is awesome to see. And it's teachers and doctors and, you know, professors. And it's true. It's not what they're skilled at originally. And all of a sudden it's like, hey, you've got to be good at this because you've got to reach out to the young people, the students, and they're doing it
quick.
Yeah, and it's interesting to see. I think good for them.
Cool. So
and it's yeah.
So you have, according to Bryn, you have been in touch with tech companies, speaking of pivoting and what they do and what they can do to help. Apparently, they have turned on sort of a way of helping, what, with masks and more?
Yeah, so some of these things are these companies that are, they have masks, and maybe it's because they do a lot of business in places like China or even Northern California where we have all these fires. So they have huge stacks of millions of these N95 masks that they're now donating to either the state of California or the federal government so they can go to hospitals. That's kind of interesting. We're seeing kind of a pivot, almost like what we saw in World War II, where car makers stopped making cars and started making ammunition or weaponry. Mm-hmm. And now we're seeing, you know, Tesla come up with, they're buying ventilators. They're talking about how they can make ventilators. We're seeing, you know, beer companies and alcohol companies pivot to make hand sanitizer. And it's just a little bit of like what we saw back in say, the 40s. If you know, your parents or grandparents are like, oh, I remember that, you know, when Ford stopped making cars and started making ammunition. And we're starting to see a little bit of that because the focus right now, as you guys have been talking about, is so much on healthcare and getting these hospitals and doctors what they desperately need, not to mention trying to find enough ways to test people to find out if they need help in the first place.
Right.
Well, and the stay-at-home order, I mean, as much as we'd like to think that it's our state loves us and wants us to be healthy, one of the main reasons for the stay-at-home order is that we don't all rush the hospitals at the same time.
Right. I mean, the whole point is to try to not come in contact with a whole lot of people and therefore lower the chances of any of us getting this thing. And yeah, also, and that's part of the weird thing, is people coming down with symptoms and being told, no, stay at home. The last place you want to be is a hospital. And that's an unusual thing to hear
right. When
you're, you know, having some sort of symptom you haven't had before. But this thing is just so new still. And, you know, obviously there are some people who think our response was too slow or whatever, but the fact is we're in it, you know, knee deep right now. And, you know, hopefully getting extra ventilators, getting extra tests, you know, at the same time, hiring people to work at Safeway and Trader Joe's, it's all part of trying to make sure people have what they need and don't have to, you know, make a huge run on things like hand sanitizer and toilet paper and sit around wondering, do I have something that's, you know, potentially really bad? I mean, at some point, hopefully we'll figure out how to test this thing and how to, you know, learn what we have and what we don't have.
So, Scott, as you're out there in the general public and you're trying to obey the spacing, as you say, but what's
right.
that like going home at the end of the day? Are you self-isolating from the rest of your family, or are they allowing you in?
I'm not. And it's true. That's the weird thing, is that they're home, you know, either working from home or home from school. And yeah, so I'm going in and out, and, you know, I've tried to, I don't know, I mean, I'm taking a lot of showers, I'm doing a lot, you know, more frequent laundry, just trying to stay super clean and, you know, and while I'm out there, trying to do the responsible thing and not come in contact with people, sort of like how, you know, you see a lot of people taking walks, and when you take walks, it's a little different now. You sort of step into the street when someone comes down the sidewalk.
Yeah, you do.
That's me out in the field now, you know, having people kind of shout their answer or saying, hey, let's not meet. Let's do this over FaceTime.
Right.
You got news? Let me put it on my Twitter feed. Oh, you got that? Great. It's all working. And hopefully that's a way to keep this distance and just do the responsible thing while still getting the news out.
Right on. Well, stay safe. Keep it up and give us a call if there's anything else out there that you find that you think we need to know about.
All right, we'll do. It's been great hearing you guys. You're doing a great job.
Thanks,
Scott
so
Budman
much, Scott.
From Alice News Network, everyone. Also does a thing for NBC Bay Area once in a while. Right, thank you, Bryn. Good job.
I like it on the piano. I think
yeah,
that's really
it does
good.
Sound good.
Yeah.
All right, let me ask
you
a question.
I didn't bring the thing home. You know, the little thing that we hit. I left
that thing's
the
infected. Don't go get it.
Right.
Yeah, leave that thing there. As Nicole goes, wait, what?
It's infected? I'm sitting right next to it.
All right, I have a question for you. And this is one of those weird things because he brought up World War II, and it does sort of bring you back to different times in world history when we have had, I don't want to call this a catastrophe, but we've had things that have brought us together or pushed us apart as a world. Mm-hmm. So is the coronavirus going to bring the world closer together or push us further apart? According to a new survey, people are twice as likely to say this shared experience is going to bring the world together. If you talk to Michael Franti,
that's true. Yes.
He's someone out there who would share that similar message, that this is a great opportunity for us to look at our similarities, look at what we all share and have in common as humans, and less about what the differences are, whether that's our religion or our language or our
country of origin.
Where your home specifically is.
Right. The optimist in me says it'll bring us all together. You know, I've been very disappointed, and I won't spend all kinds of time on this. I'm disappointed by the way the government has handled this thing and by some of the mixed messages that are coming. Like, it's almost like you can't find something that doesn't feel divisive these days. And even this, you know, it's been upsetting. Just to sort of see how it's been handled and how a large portion of the country does believe that this is a hoax. You know, those are, and I don't know how to, I feel like we all got the message. And then there's this large portion of the population that just does not seem to be taking it with the same degree of seriousness as, I guess, the places that, and does it have to hit them for them to take it seriously? I hope not. I hope that they hunker down sooner than that. I feel like we hunkered down a week too late. So I
agree. Yes. You know, just to continue on your point, because I do know that you know Gavin and like Gavin, and I also know you're not a Trump fan. And so there's no doubt we've got some differences in leadership. But they've both made mistakes, in my opinion. And one of them was, and this text came through, and even news agencies were reporting for the first week of this or early on, it's okay to go outside. You just need to keep that spacing. And many people are using that as their defense for why they were out at the beach or why they were out, you know, filling up these hiking trails. Mm-hmm. Is there were definitely news agencies saying it's okay to go outside. And that message came to us from our governments.
Right.
So it's gotten better. But I don't disagree that it would have been great to have someone in power that would have known what to do.
Right.
And not sort of to put their toe in. But I get that, too, that Americans don't like being told what to do. So
no.
It puts any political person in a position of, am I going to climb out on this limb?
Mm-hmm.
And they all play that game of...
Right. It's something that seems innocuous can hang you in politics. I mean, it's just.
I hope it does bring us together.
I hope so too, Vinny. That
I'm with you.
I
one of the things that is mentioned is World War II. Well, I loved this meme that was written. You know, I don't know who wrote it. I don't know who posted it because I've looked at a million things, but it was like, our grandparents were asked to drop everything and go to war. You're being asked to drop everything and watch Netflix. You got this.
Yeah.
And there is,
we can handle it.
It's a joke, and yet there's some truth to it, which is just sit still.
Yep.
It sucks. It's not what any of us want to be doing, but
super
it's
super boring.
It's easier than going to World War II.
It certainly is. I'm going to go full agreement with you on that.
On to some other stuff.
Okay.
Let me find my other stuff real quick. Mm-hmm. Oh, here it is. What's my time? Oh, my time is already at 51? All right, I'll do a couple fast facts. Fast facts. More than 95% of people are naturally immune to leprosy.
95%?
Mm-hmm.
That's great news.
It is, isn't it?
On top of everything else, what I don't want is leprosy. It sounds terrible.
The longest traffic light at a regular intersection in America is in West Milford, New Jersey. It stays red for 5 minutes and 33 seconds.
Oh, why?
I don't know. I know that I live near one of those.
I actually have lived near two
completely. I want to curse, and I'm just not going to. Completely backwards, stupid. Who planned this? Who built this stoplight intersection? The one near San Mateo that I used to live by?
Yes, the one that you got the red light ticket for?
That intersection was ridiculous. And the one near my house now, it's got five or six entry points.
Oh, boy.
And none of the lines make a square, so you've got this weird, who's next here? It is awful. Mm. And so it must be one of those types of intersections with just roads coming in from all directions.
So many convergences that they it takes forever to get all the way around.
I do this because the Olympics and Paralympics have been in the news, as we know they're going to be postponing. The para in Paralympics doesn't come from the word paralyzed or paraplegic.
What?
Right.
Where does it come from?
It comes from the Greek word para, which means beside, because the Paralympics stand side by side with the Olympics.
Interesting. Like
parallel. Interesting, and yet it's the most unknown naming of all. Like,
I 100% thought it was people with paralysis.
Right. Me too.
Now it's just people who are parallel.
Right.
That is crazy.
Our text number and our texting machine is still open, so feel free to text us at 800-400-3697. Love to hear from you.
Yeah.
Let's see.
It's how we feel connected.
Yeah, it is.
Hashtag stay connected.
Good job keeping that up.
Thank you.
Good morning, all. Love you guys. I work for Comcast, and we are doing... Boy, this is one all... Everything we can to be safe for ourselves and for our public... But we are still working and going into people's houses. We are essential in keeping people connected to loved ones and the world. That is so true. My
internet
is more important right now than it has ever been.
Right.
And mostly because of our jobs. But outside of that, I'm taking guitar lessons in the afternoon online and really need my connection.
No, there's 100%. I mean, it's a clear demonstration of how important the internet has become in the average American's daily life. It is 100% necessary, and I'm actually glad to hear that Comcast Xfinity is still out there making it happen for people, because, you know, it's lonely enough, even with the internet. God forbid you don't have that.
Sarah, I'm your age and love Harry Styles, too. Niall Horan's latest, Nice to Meet Ya, is very fun. Actually became a fan of One Direction after they split up.
Yeah.
Go back and have a listen. Some really great music there.
Well, it turns out they're actually talented. I always look at a boy band and go, oh, prepackaged. I really do. Which is wrong of me. I'm prejudging them.
I tried to get materials to make face masks yesterday. You can't get quarter-inch elastic anywhere. If anyone knows where I can get some, I'll get sewing.
Yeah, I found it at Overstock. I have not received it yet. Overstock.com. Randomly, somebody had sent me the link for that. But I'm still waiting on it. I'm working on other stuff while I'm waiting for that to show up. And I'm ready to start cranking out masks. Do our part. If you got a sewing machine and you're bored, now's the time to break it out.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, we're going to start with Scott Capurro. So he's, you know, I don't know if you're following him, but he is doing nightly 5-minute stand-up comedy things. And then he does like a full show every Saturday. So we'll talk to him a little bit. But I have some music news, too, which is normally what we get to in the 8 o'clock hour. So stand by. It's going to be great.
Sarah and Vinny.